And that's my heart cry tonight. That's been in my heart for actually a long time. If we're not careful, we can hear the gospel. Christmas is coming. We know why Jesus is born. Easter will be here soon. And if we're not careful, the gospel's a Christmas Easter kind of story. It's so much more. Okay? If we're not careful, all of a sudden we say, well, you know, yeah, praise God, Jesus died on the cross for the remission of our sins. And who knows that theologically and scripturally that's totally correct. Okay? But what about personal? What about what does that mean to me? And what's that say about the heart of God and the motivation of God? I mean, why would God send His Son for the remission of our sins? See, it's so much more than saying a prayer so that all our sins are removed and someday we boop to heaven. Jesus prayed that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's a word redemption in the Bible, which we're going to look at, that really excites me. And it's a word that means brought back or bought back to original value. So it's a big deal with Jesus coming and God sending His Son. So here's what I think about. I think about stuff like this when I read the gospel. Okay, I know Jesus died on the cross for the remission of my sins, but I knew that my whole life till I was 33, and it didn't change my life. It just made me scripturally correct to say that and agree with that. But I didn't love God, wasn't living for God, wasn't changed by that fact. And I had no power or anointing of God actively flowing in my life. But I could have told you Jesus died on the cross for the remission of my sin. What I didn't understand is what that must mean about who I am to God. And my value to God. And God's love for me. And the importance of my life before Him. Come on, think with me. If Jesus is on the earth and He's innocent and He's God's Son and He's going to willingly die on the cross and give His life for my life, what must that mean about